Hello and welcome, gamers, to Experience Share. It's a pro gaming podcast.
That's
starring
right.
Me, Godring,
Tanner
Greenway, aka
Tanner Greenway. That's not really a Pokemon.
And I'm joined, as always, by my pro gamer co-host, Fjellgrand.
Fjellstad?
Joshua Fjellstad.
My gamer tag is Fjellstad. Oh, although, sure. Actually, not on this game.
Mine's usually Green Ring.
That's a good one.
Not terribly creative.
Yeah. Mine's not that creative. I think it's a pretty easy pun.
I was Ultimate Fudge for a long time.
And what was the origin? Inspiration for that one?
Some friends and I'm not even sure if I was on the trip or if I just have been told the story so many times, but some friends and I were on a trip and there was a big billboard in the mountains of Colorado.
Yeah.
For a fudgery. And they had a big billboard that said, like, in big letters, Ultimate Fudge. So it's something that we just kind of adopted as like a screen name for the home Xbox.
What would go into an Ultimate Fudge?
I don't know, but now I'm like really regretting ever leaving Ultimate Fudge behind. I'm not sure why I did. Joshua, I mean, to be honest, we've always been pro gamers because we do make dozens of dollars annually from ad revenue on this podcast, which means we get paid to play Pokemon. So we're pro gamers.
Yeah, that's right. We've always been pro. We just don't, we're humble about it. We don't really talk about it, you know?
We leave it to, like, the Pokesports guys to be, like, competitive pro gamers.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
But now we're sort of dipping our toe in. And we're doing it in kind of a no holds bar, no laws, like, no morals system for this interstitial episode.
Yeah, no
morals. Happy holidays, everyone, by the way.
Happy holidays.
I hope you're all at home having, like, a nice dinner with your family, because Josh and I are out here grinding it out, making that bread, those Aeos orbs on Aeos Islands in Pokemon Unite. Welcome.
We're on the Aeos Island. Lots of
Joshua,
interesting currencies they have going on there that I haven't quite wrapped my head around.
This game is, it's tough. Because they also, it's sort of, I would describe the game, there's two games in here. There's like a pretty tight, fun little MOBA that I'm really good at.
Likewise.
And there's like a menu hell game, where you have to try to navigate like a modern, monetized, free-to-play MOBA with like a Nintendo Switch interface.
Yeah.
And that's hellish.
There
I play
are
some pretty like
so
tough
many
menu-y
menus.
Games, you know? A lot of RPGs and strategy games and stuff like that, but having to navigate the difference between ZR and R it's like I'm playing on a PlayStation controller. Never in a million years am I going to remember which one is red circle and which one is like pink square.
Yeah, I was surprised with myself at how bad I still am switching between Z and ZR.
It's impossible.
And
so
they're
that's
just
kinda,
like
that's the less fun
you
part of the
like
game.
Menus and like random giveaways and like announcements and like it's wild.
Yeah, loot boxes and other kinds of loot boxes and tokens.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild, but I'm like fully embracing it and I'm fully a pro gamer now. This isn't our first run-in with MOBAs, and it's not our first run-in with Pokemon Unite, and I think it reflects in our characters.
Definitely.
Because when I fired up Pokemon Unite this time, it was already a character in there. Because apparently curiosity got the better of me when it came out.
Yeah, I got it when it first came out as well, although I don't think we ever played together until
I don't think we ever did. I looked back at my stats, and apparently I played, like, Snorlax, like, 12 times, and then that was it.
Yeah, I think I tried out Charizard and Venusaur, at least, but then I really, took
a
liking
to
Cramorant, was my original power player.
I don't know who that was, though. That was a prototype. That was a blueprint.
Right.
That was the foundation for what Green Ring would, and has become. May I introduce them?
Yep, please do.
Chef Green Ring took a gamble on, like, there's like a system in here where you can either choose from outfits or power-ups. Oh, no, sorry. That's the other system. This one, you throw Pokeballs at different, like, items in an item
store.
Yeah,
it's like a shooting gallery.
It sucks. It's not good. But one of the things it gave me was a full chef's outfit. So I let that kind of steer the direction of my character.
Sure.
Because the game is, as you know, you and I have been playing now for a couple weeks. The game is incredibly complex narrative.
Oh, perhaps the most so complex tight. In all of the Pokemon games.
Yeah, like stories within stories. It's like, I don't know how many hours in I am, and I just like, I feel like I've barely made it out of Act 1, you know? I feel like I've barely like even like figured out what Act 1 is, you know?
Yeah.
They just kind of throw you in. So Chef Green Ring, always aspired to be a chef, obviously.
It wasn't just the outfit. It was a calling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know, because when she went to culinary school, the most prestigious one in all of Johto.
Sure. You sound pretty confident about that. Johto, yeah.
She couldn't get her mind off of this Eos Islands. Everyone sort of like talks about it. No one, you know, it's there. No one really claims it. I don't know.
It's kind of all like, you know, maritime law, like no
international
rules.
Waters for sure.
Yeah.
They've discovered some kind of new form of energy called Eos energy. And what it does is it reverses the aging process for Pokemon.
Really?
But, you know, I think with some lab work, it will do it for humans, too.
I didn't know that.
And then you can kind of like, well, that's the way it works in a game is you start as like, for instance, a Squoven.
Yeah. Squoven.
And what happened there is that the Eos energy, this was all in a lot of the lore stuff that they've been feeding you.
I must have just been smashing A. I guess I kind of missed
energy
all this
will,
backstory.
Reverse evolve your Pokemon back to its baby state, one. And then by quickly consuming Eos energy, they can re-evolve and sort of like follow a new pattern of evolution.
Got it.
According to like your whim. So right now they're doing a lot of experiments with this, with just like pit brawls between Pokemon. Just like tearing one another to shreds.
Kind of like it's like a big cockfighting scheme.
And it's just, that's data gathering, you know? That's all going to a lab somewhere. Figure out how to, like, you know, that's like Giovanni's like behind this, or who's Cyrus.
Giovanni is definitely involved, and I'll have more on that later. Yeah,
Chef Green Ring's obsessed with this place. She can't get it out of her head. Daydreams all day in culinary school, bombs out, finally just like buys the ticket on the, like, you know, black market. What kind of stupid Pokemon would carry you out there? Lapras.
And they, like, they don't have any chartered ships. It's so like underboard that you have to take a Pokemon to get out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you seen Waterworld?
Of course.
You know, the bad guy, like oil rig.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I think that's right.
It's massive. Some of the islands are floating. I don't know how they've done that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where the technology comes from. Or is it natural? I don't know.
I think something we need to get to the bottom of, and maybe this is our next move, is let's get to the bottom of Eos Islands. But first, let's talk, Joshua, before we get too deep into all of that, I want to hear a little bit more about the fresh, bespoke, new, interesting, compelling character that you've made for Pokemon Unite.
Well, it's actually an update on one of my most famous characters.
Is this going to put Pokemon Unite's release in a time and a place for us?
Yeah, I think it will make Pokemon Unite canon for the Experience Share multiverse. And that's because my character is Breivender.
Thank you. the like Tiger King Pokemon poacher and breeder.
Yeah, world famous, as we all know, back in, what was that, season 4?
Yeah, I don't know.
She achieved her dream of becoming the world's most renowned and sought-after Pokemon breeder with her collection of Eevees. Eeveelutions and
Eeveelutions.
That's where she ended up.
Rare and beautiful Pokemon. Well, I mean, it's no wonder she's here on the Eos Islands, considering all the like legendary Pokemons they've managed to like harness for these battles.
Yeah, she. You know, at a certain point when you really you hit the top of your field, it starts becoming a little bit boring. And
of course,
she started taking some like
challenge.
More and more, I would say, interesting, maybe morally ambiguous contracts.
I think what she was doing was already pretty morally ambiguous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was never, like, totally on the level. And you mentioned him earlier. She actually took a deal with Giovanni.
Oh, interesting. My character took a deal, too.
Giovanni.
Sort of Faustian, huh?
I would say so.
Interesting we both went in that direction.
Giovanni wanted Bree Van Der to recreate his treasured Pokemon experiment that went awry, as we all know.
Oh.
The world's most powerful Pokemon.
Meowth.
Mewtwo.
Oh, Mewtwo, sure.
He wanted to give Mewtwo another shot. Like, it didn't really work out the first time, destroyed the lab, probably killed a bunch of people.
It made his blimp look like Meow.
Yeah.
The official Team Rocket blimp.
It's a balloon. It's a hot air balloon.
Oh, you're right, sorry.
But she took this contract with Giovanni, and she did manage to breed a Mewtwo again. However,
ish.
In that, well, yeah, we can't really get into all the details of how she pulled it off, but she did create a Mewtwo.
Gross. Mazel tov.
And during that process, she kind of let the power go to her head, and she kind of reached her final form, which is that she got corrupted, as many have, in the process of trying to create Mewtwos. And she actually just decided to take off with the Mewtwo herself. And so she had to, like, you know, smuggle herself over to Eos Island. The only place she could kind of, like, lay low for a while. And try to...
Lawless. Yeah, it's perfect. No one can find you out there.
And now she's here, and she's kind of like put the Pokemon breeding on hold, and now she's trying to just become the most powerful trainer on Eos Island.
Wow.
With this Mewtwo.
What a story.
Yeah.
So you two arrived together.
That's right.
Chef Greenring was discovered once she got to Eos Islands by the champion Pokemon Pit Brawler, Godent.
Got it. Yeah.
His stage name is Neon Greedent Evangelion.
Interesting.
He wears like a bright neon, like athleisure wear. He took me on as his personal chef.
So he's kind of a an influencer.
I mean, just because he's so influential.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think he like, you know, goes out of his way. It's like he's like Taylor, you know.
It kind of just like emanates off of him. People naturally take to this Godent.
And he saw something in Chef Greenring. Took her under his tail. And she makes berry shit for him. And he uses it to absolutely own on the playing field.
I've seen it.
Their record is untarnished. In fact, there was so long that I was taking screenshots of every time I was MVP that like it happened so many times that I just stopped doing the screenshots because I was like, what am I going to do? Send all of these to like my smartphone?
Absolutely yeah, not. I had the exact same experience. I think I took like six of them in a row and then I was like, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
And then when I was playing on my own, I was basically always MVP. And then when we played together, we kind of alternated.
We're both experienced MOBA players, you more than I. I one time was looking at Instagram stories and saw that my close friend Joshua, who knows that I'm elite gamer, was bragging about getting level 69 in a game called Heroes of the Storm with his friend Anthony.
That's right, yeah. Where my my main in that game is Sergeant Hammer.
Yeah.
The siege tank.
So I begged you to let me play with you like a little brother.
Yeah.
And you guys finally let me. My main is Lucio.
Lucio.
I love Lucio. This, how is your, are you still playing
Heroes of the Storm?
Heroes of the Storm.
I dip my toe back in every once in a while. I actually had not played for quite some time. And then a few weeks ago, something like tweaked in my brain and I was like, I gotta play it again. And so I have actually
a few weeks
been,
ago when you should have been playing Pokemon Unite, you're like,
yeah,
I gotta warm up with some heroes first.
Yeah, I got back into it for a bit. I played Heroes of the Storm. I still play that off and on. That's definitely the game I'm most familiar with in the MOBA category, but I did play Dota back when it was like a Warcraft 3 custom game. I've never played the actual spinoff. And then I also played League of Legends for a little bit when that like first came out. But I stopped playing it because I was so upset with like the teens.
League of Legends is just like, I can't. I have tried to. I love the like the world of it. And I've played the Hearthstone ripoff. Arcterra, Runes of Arcterra.
Oh, that one.
Whatever it was called.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
But I can't play League of Legends. It's just, it's like, have you seen Dante's Peak?
Oh, yeah.
It's like wading into what you think is going to be a relaxing, like, hot springs, and then you're boiled alive in an instant.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that maybe it's improved. I've never been willing to go back into it, but I just remember, like, the harassment was so bad on that game. And Heroes of the Storm limits it where, like, you can't even interact with the other team. Like, there's no easy voice chat. Like, it's just texting, and it's only with like your own team chat that I like. Plus, I love Blizzard games.
It's also
games,
like fun
so.
Characters in all Blizzard games, which, you know, we play a lot of.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got credentials. I guess that's why we're so fucking good at this game. Because I've come in and I've taken the fucking Aeos Islands by storm, Joshua.
Likewise.
I mean, sorry, Bree.
Yes. Bree Bender.
Should we do rank check?
Sure.
Rank check. I have a handful of games that pre-exist this profile, and I have one regrettable game that Josh was a part of, and I think maybe was influential in making me make this poor decision. But I did play one game as Buzzswole.
Yeah, I don't really...
We almost lost.
...know what caused you to do that. But you... Yeah, it was the closest game we played... And
we didn't almost lose.
You wanted to quit halfway through it. And I was like, no, we can pull this off. And it actually
like,
became
you,
a pretty
you, like,
good game.
Towel?
Yeah, because we did turn it around and had a late game rally, which is one of my favorite things to do.
Other than that, I have 17 games with Greedent, 100% success rate, zero losses. I would say that I could count on one hand the number of times I've even died in a match. When you get Greedent,
yeah, I think I'm about
rolling.
The same.
For all that fucking work, great rank.
Great rank.
Four.
I am also great rank. Four. I'm rank two. So
four is more than two. I guess is that better?
No, it's worse. You start at five, yeah, and then they go down. I wonder what happens after great rank.
It goes to expert rank. Well, let's make a call now, Joshua. We can keep this in or not, depending on whether or not we want to get the fucking bug catchers hype for it.
Yeah.
Should we come back after Arceus and check in on where we are with Unite?
I think so. I like the fact that it actually doesn't even look that good, nor do you need like a big TV to play this.
Oh,
like,
you can play it on your fucking iPhone with the same
profile. I did just see that too. So I might get it on that and start playing it on the subway as well. But it is beneficial, I would say, to play on just the Switch rather than playing it on the TV. So it's like a perfect couch game. You could just put on some trash on the TV and then you just like
keep absolutely dominating.
Yeah.
Once we did hit great rank, or once I hit great rank, it's the games got a little harder. I kept winning.
Oh, definitely.
But the games got a lot slower. The beginner rank, the games were over in like 5 minutes. But once you hit great rank, the games are like 15 minutes.
You're
clobbering the other team.
Yeah, I've had, I had one loss previously, which was during the snowball fight arena type, and I hated that.
Yeah.
But I did have my first loss in great rank the other night. I know.
Well, I'm going to keep this gold star on Greedent. 100% hit rate, 100% success.
But I'm pleased
in
that
an expert rank and beyond.
I'm pleased that I guess I was just trying to pull this up. I played 49 times, although I think that I also played quite a bit prior to this recording or prior to or when it first came out. And I'm level 13 as well. So I'm pretty pleased.
Oh, I don't even know.
I have that snowball fight loss and I just had that great rank battle loss. But I feel pretty good about myself.
Joshua.
That's still like a 98%.
I want to make sure while you're riding high on this to stop down and go to break so that we can come back and feel devastated.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, welcome back. We are on Aeos Island. My name is Chef Greenring. I am a Godent main. He's in all neon. His name is Neon Greedent Evangelion. I'm joined by my co-host Bree Van Der, running a gothic horror Mewtwo. Mewtwo Mega Y.
Yeah, I go for
Y. You ever juggle it up? Are you committed to the Y path, or do you have access to both?
I think I would have to... No, I would have to acquire X as well. I already had... As soon as I got back into this game, I was like, there's just no chance I'm not going to just play as Mewtwo, so I'm just dropping $20 to make sure that I can buy it immediately.
I finally just...
But
I played a
X would be another cost.
I played most of my matches without the Battle Pass, and then finally just bought it because I had enough, like, Aeos berries or whatever.
Yeah.
And I got a ton of power-ups for it. So I think I have all of the Mewtwos and a lot of the gothic horror stuff as well, even though I'm just like a sort of thankless personal chef.
I do have the gothic horror like outfit.
Yeah, you were a little like you're a little
Dark
Lord
set for myself. Mewtwo is unclothed. I don't really love the Mewtwo outfits. And I just cannot believe that they do not have armored Mewtwo as a set.
That's Josh, let's do our hit segment. Match Mayhem.
Match Mayhem.
It's like Match Up Mayhem, but it's just about the Pokemon matches we've done. Favorite matches, Chef Green Rings. Anyone where there's a Gardevoir.
Why is that?
Or Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know. They're just like...
the Zappy
like,
Cat.
They're like paper in front of the like inferno that is Godent.
Zorora, is that what it is?
Zorora.
The Zappy Cat. Yeah, Sonic.
Once... Godent gets belching. Ooh, get out of the way, fucking Gardevoir. You see, Gardevoir sees the silhouette of Godent cut on the horizon, billowing clouds of belch behind him.
do not approach, Gardevoir, turn around.
Yeah, I remember when you discovered Belch. I think that was when we were playing together, right?
Oh, I've been through every build.
Hell of a move.
There's a build of Greedent that's like helpful for everyone else, where I'm like throwing berries around and everyone else can gobble them up.
Yeah,
and
I do enjoy that.
There's one where it's all about Greedent. And that really feels more like it's in Greedent's nature.
I mean, you know, greedy is kind of right in there in that name. So
what kind of matches are good for Brivander and Mewtwo?
Honestly, I'll take anything.
All of them?
Yeah, I'm trying to like think of who did I really like beating up on. The Zappy Cat is pretty fun to fight.
They think they're slick because they come at you and start like jumping around, but you're just like belching everywhere, you know? And
yeah.
They just eventually choke to death.
Beating up on Mr. Mime is pretty satisfying, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Mime is a little irritating with all the little walls they're throwing up all the time.
Yeah, Talonflame is also pretty obnoxious because it has, like, what is that, Brave Bird or, like, Fly or something where
you
just, like,
up in the air.
Yeah, tosses you. You can't attack it.
Well, I'm just out here burping. Me and God Ant. Worst matches. Panic Parade. Absolutely hated it.
Yeah, Panic Parade is rough.
I don't know if it's limited time. I hope it is.
Me too.
The plot is that they've got a Tinkatink, I think, is the baby one. I don't know Tinkatink and Tinkaton. I only know it because Miles has a deck of Pokemon cards about it.
It's not, Tinkaton or whatever is not canon for us yet, because that's
no.
Gen 9.
Blowing fucking Chef Green Ring's mind. What is this?
Yeah.
And my job is to protect it from Pokemon coming down three different lanes. NPC Pokemon.
Yeah, and it's kind of a, you have to survive as many waves as possible.
I played it a few times. It was only paired with people who had names that were in Cyrillic, and they had oppressions about where the Pokemon were going to come out of that I just couldn't follow. So it was mostly me chasing around like Gengars and just really disappointing the team. Like, we still won.
Yeah.
But I was not the heavy hitter in that one.
Yeah, I think so. How that one works is like you have to survive and protect the Tinkaton for as long as possible. And
well, it builds up into like a Tinkaton and a Tinkamore or whatever. The three.
Yeah, and it's got like, you know, a health bar. And so I think like the best that I ever made it was like it still had 67% left, which is probably not great. I did not like Panic Parade either.
Panic Parade is not my best. Nor is the snowball fight.
Yeah, snowball fight is my nomination for worst matches. I hated that. Which is like,
they're just trying to give us something new and fun. I get it, but like, I'm new to the game. I'm still getting I'm getting a big rush out of just annihilating.
Yeah, I imagine that snowball fight is more appealing if you've been playing this for years and it's something new and fresh, but I agree. I would rather just play the normal ranked battles. I don't need like picking up snowballs and like, I don't think it's that cute. I hate when you get trapped in the soul of a snowman.
Oh yeah.
Like when you die in that one,
Jack Frost.
You turn into Jack Frost.
Who was that? Michael Keaton.
Is that right?
You see that one?
I mean, yeah. Once when I was isn't it sort of like Twisted?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. I think a kid's dad dies in like a car accident and his soul gets put into a snowman. And then he has to like save Christmas with his son as like a sentient snowman.
Yeah, and he has to like become a,
is it called
a
Jack
good
Frost?
Dad. Yeah, Jack Frost, 1998.
Wow.
Michael Keaton.
He looks fucked up too. He's not charming.
No, I would say that Jack Frost as a snowman is pretty scary. And it is similar to a snowball fight. The snowmen are scary in this.
In snowball fight, yeah.
I'll never play that again.
That sucks for you. Joshua, can I do my You Make Me Barf Up Berries Pokemon of the Week?
Oh, please do.
I should explain. Greedent, regardless of the evolutionary path you take, its ZR move is one of two things.
Okay.
One is called Stuff Cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where you can press R to barf a like fan of berries out for everyone to enjoy, including yourself.
So many berries.
Put in the enemy if you're not careful.
That one saved me a few times.
That's when you're playing Greed Ent to be a helpful teammate. The other one is called Covet, and that's where you press R and you can run and avoid any like impediments, and you're throwing berries out in front of yourself, so you're healing the whole time. So you just run away and heal. And Okay. Most of the time, the enemies will chase you for a minute and then give up, and you can just circle back and keep healing as you run back at them.
It's pretty good.
So that's usually what we run.
Yeah, that's right.
But either way, the point is I'm throwing up a lot of berries.
Oh, I mean, the battlefield is like littered with berries when God's in the ring. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why it's an "You Make Me Barf Up Berries" Pokemon of the Week, because these Pokemon are tough for Godin. And there's a couple, but the one that I really want to talk about is Blissey. It's awful. It looks awful. It's got terrible holoware.
It has the one that I think is kind of nice, where it has like a like Angel's outfit.
Absolutely not, Joshua. I knew you were going to say that, and I
you knew I was going to like that one
more. I just knew when you said that there was one you like, it was going to be the one that I thought was the worst one. Well, it was the one everyone has.
Yeah, that's true. So isn't that just why you don't like it? If you were looking at it objectively, it's pretty good comparatively.
Here's why I don't like it, Joshua. I'm not a good teammate.
No.
And I like to sit in the enemy's end zone and just hammer them as they come out of their home base.
Yeah, that was always the move you were like forcing on me. That we're just like camping at their base basically and sniping them.
And
it's probably uncouth.
Fucking get good. What do you want from me?
I know, that's a whole lot of not my problem.
I would sit and hammer belch at their thing. So it was a lot of like Pokemon coming out invincible and then being able to recover quickly at their like home base slam dunk zone.
Yeah.
One Pokemon who was particularly resilient was Blissey, because it would just suck up hits and then heal and then like, you know, be generating from being in the end zone.
Yeah.
So it was like impervious to my belch. And then it would, you know, sit and eat up my time as its fellow Pokemon recovered. So I don't like Blissey.
It can take a ton of hits. Yeah.
I got to do a Barfinbale. You know Barfinbale?
No.
Get out of there. Barf up the berries and run.
I guess that's straightforward. yeah, Blissey's not that satisfying to beat up on either.
No, and people seem to like it. It seems to be like a pretty popular.
Yeah, I saw Blissey a ton. Venusaur, Charizard, Crustle is weirdly prominent.
Pretty popular, yeah.
Talonflame. I've never faced another Mewtwo, which I was very surprised about.
Oh, I don't think I've seen a lot of Mewtwos either. I've only seen Greed Ent a couple of times, and honestly, they were pretty tough every time I saw them. Like, I felt that heat, that Greed
Ent. Oh, yeah, we sparred against one in one of our games.
Tough little nuts.
You were the superior God Ent.
Item finder. Holoware. No brainer.
Good. Well, should we say what Holoware is?
Cute little outfits for Pokemon. It's holographic Pokemon outfits, which feels, I guess, like ethically okay, right? You're not actually putting them in clothes or restricting them or inhibiting them in any way.
I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't be okay to like put clothes on the Pokemon. At least we know in this case they're real clothes rather than these Pokemon that like are born with their clothes on.
Consent question, you know, are Pokemon, what level of intelligence are Pokemon?
Yeah, that's...
You feel comfortable just putting an outfit on Mewtwo? It's like,
well, Mewtwo can communicate with Brie Van Der telepathically, so she would know whether or not Mewtwo wants to wear an outfit. But
I think Holoware,
the Mewtwo does
the
not like the outfits
us,
that are know? Available.
I think they're great. And I think let's do our next segment about it.
Okay.
Tanny's Sweetie Swallowares.
Swallowares.
Because they're so yummy, I want to eat them up.
Okay, got it.
I guess I had three.
Lay them on me, String Bean.
Fireman Blastoise.
Yeah, that's a hot. That one's clever.
Really cute. Bonfire Style Charizard.
Where he's got the like beanie and the scarf. Yeah, yeah, it's very festive.
Punk Style Azumarill.
That one I don't know that I've seen.
Fierce. Looks tough. Go look for it. It'll scare the shit out of you.
Punk? Is that what it's officially called?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do
punk
like
style,
that.
Not many of the Pokemon can pull off punk style, but Azumarill seems to pull it off pretty well in its little picture.
I do
it's
like
got
that.
Spikes on its, it's got like a little star around its ear, and it's got little like spikes on it.
Yeah, it's like kiss, kind of.
It's tough. Yeah, it looks cool.
I like that. Mine were, I mean, all time, I think, is like...
Sorry, you're what?
My Joshy's Sweetie Swallowwares.
Oh. Yeah. Yum, yum.
Yeah. Gulp. I think my number one is, I don't know if it's actually called this, but the like Sleepy Time Wigglytuff.
Yes, in the like little old-timey nightcap and nightgown.
Yeah, like it's so cozy looking. Bedtime style.
Wow, imagine being snuggled up between Sleepy Time Wigglytuff and Cozy Time, Cozy Style Charizard.
Oh, that's a beautiful
like
image.
A fucking angel.
Yeah. I also quite enjoy the armored Charizard is pretty good, where it's got like a knight outfit.
That is pretty good. It fucking sucks that they gave Charizard armored, but not Mewtwo.
I know. It's even more frustrating because it, you know, it's like, okay, so you know about armored Pokemon. So
you get it.
Why are you making up a Charizard with armor instead of making the canon Mewtwo that has armor?
Was there also a pirate Charizard? I think there was.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that.
I have almost all of the Greedent Hollowares, Swallowares.
Oh, there is a pirate Cinderace.
Yeah, it was Captain. Cinderace.
Yeah.
Captain Cinderace looks great. Something out of One Piece.
I also like the Crustle that has the like palace on its back, like kind
beautiful.
Of Parthenon or something. That one is pretty good.
Those are pretty impervious to belches too, I should say.
Yeah, Crustle can be tough if it gets some levels on you.
Well, I think I've already talked plenty about Belch. It's my move repeater. Do we have, is that a segment we have?
Well, I thought it was move unbeater or something very clunky like that. Like a good move. I don't know about that title. In any case, mine would be Psystrike, which you...
Move unbeater.
That's it. Yeah.
Like move deleter, but these moves can't be beat is what I said. Wow.
It's a little confusing.
Well, we were in. That was the Grim season.
Yeah.
We had a pall over us, you know?
Couldn't even come up with a good segment name.
Couldn't come up with a good a lot of things, Joshua.
But a good thing is Psystrike. That is a powerful stream of psychic energy that Mewtwo beams out, and it hits in 5 pulses. And then after your next normal attack, like Shadow Ball is stronger than usual and gets area of effect damage. So I always got that.
Wow. I think my other thing was Bullet Seed, but I never used it because I used it a little bit.
Great sound effect. Yeah.
Yeah. I used it a little bit when I was playing with you, and it was fun to hear it on my speakers and then hear it over Discord on your TV speakers too. Just a little like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it was satisfying. I also like your little like crunch, crunch sound of whenever you eat a berry or spit the berries out. Whatever that one was good too.
All right. Well, Joshua, I think, do you have anything else to say about Brie Van Der's time in Eos Islands before we split and spend some time in, what's it called? Hisui?
Hisui.
Old Hisui?
No, I mean, I think the only other thing we didn't really touch on is like, is Eos Island canon?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a pirate island out in the middle of the ocean. I think you go there when you have no other choices.
That's for damn sure.
Kind of start, it's like Madripoor or whatever, like wherever Wolverine disappeared to in the 80s to be like a samurai or whatever.
Whoa.
I didn't really read him.
I didn't know about that. Sounds cool.
It's out there. It's lawless. It's in international waters. They're de-aging people in Pokemon. They've got like some kind of satanic pact with like the Regis, Rayquaza, like every legendary imaginable.
Yeah, there are so many Regis in this game. I actually think, like, in general, I really enjoy this, but I do think that the Regis in particular spawn too frequently.
They spawn a ton, and I know everyone's scoffing at us and saying, like, these two fucking idiots are, like, great rank 4 and 2 and talking like experts, but we've got 100% hit rate each so far, and it seemed like the really easiest thing to do was when all of my teammates ran north to get Regieleki, I always ran south to get Regice or...
I noticed that.
Registeel.
Yeah.
Because you could always...
solo it, and then your teammates will always take care of the other one, and then it's running at like the top checkpoint, and then you've got like another 20 points or whatever and a boost to special defense for your whole team.
Right. You've That's being a pretty good Reggie team player, I guess.
Yeah, lone
taking
wolf,
one
Sigma,
for the team.
Sigma mindset.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back to the Aeos Islands in a few weeks after we've done our time in Hisui, and we'll let you know how Bree Vander and Chef Greenring are doing.
Can't wait.
In the meantime, this has been Experience Share. It's a pro gaming podcast starring me, Godring, and my co-host, Fiel Grand. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts, and do follow us at expsharepod on Instagram and Threads. And
X, the X, site formerly known as Twitter.
Sort of a...
kind of becoming a
dead
zone.
That's kind of the Aeos Islands of social media.
That's right, yeah. You could also check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you can do level checks with the rest of the bugcatchers. And you can talk about what pro gamers we are.
Please.
Pokemon Unite. Maybe we'll see you out there on
fields
of Aeos. And
I don't care. Add me. I'll fight you. I'll take Greedent toe-to-toe with you.
And if you still need... some holiday gifts. You can buy some merch at expsharepod.com.
Yeah.
And then I guess we'll see you all in Hisui in Pokemon Legends Arceus on January 2nd? Tuesday? January 2nd?
Tuesday, January 2nd. Yeah. In a couple weeks.
Can't wait. Can't wait to talk that one.
All right, Joshua. Goodbye.
Chip, chip, Alola. Cheerio, Alola. Smell ya later and happy holidays.